You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Some strange turns on. are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Maafa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Maafa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement, Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. I'm your host, Baba Oshi, Hotel family. Hope everything is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today. Hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But, of course, if it is not, and it has to get done, it must get done, it will get done, because you'll get it done. Because that's the kind of brother and sister that you is, and that's why we have much love and admiration and respect for you, because you don't procrastinate, you get it done. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. The drop-down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming that we have here on Time for an Awakening. Once again, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And all times are going to give our Eastern times. Monday and Wednesday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., it is Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson out of New Orleans. Monday and Wednesday, 7 to 9, Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson out of New Orleans. Thursdays, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday, the Black Liberation Movement with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, that's right, family, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Pinckney to Pinckney, activist Reverend Edward Pinckney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, on Sunday from 5 to 6. And then at 7 p.m. on Sunday, once again, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com, brothers and sisters. If we don't, who will? Exactly. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bomani Tayemba has been taking our people to the motherland. He's going to do it next week, April 4th through the 14th, going to Kenya. May 24th to June 5th to Ghana. November 20th to December 1st, Tanzania. February 12th to the 23rd, 2026, Liberia. April 1st to April 13th, 2026, Kemet. April 24th to June 5th, Ghana. November 19th to November 30th, 2026, Azania. Those are the trips that are upcoming. There'll be more trips. Yeah, you may have one October 1st through the 12th, going to Kenya. April 1st, and this is 2026. Not this year, but next year. And he's looking at 2027 to Ghana and to Tanzania. So Brother Bomani Tayemba ain't playing around. He wants to make sure that you have the opportunity to take that trip of a lifetime. Brothers and sisters, go to his website, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Everything you need to make that trip of a lifetime, whether you go with him or not, is on the website. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to Facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to YouTube.com/Bomani2007. That's AfricaForTheAfricans.org. All right, Abisha. Helping Africa by establishing homes, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. Great educational opportunities. Habashaincorporated.org. All right, the Ledge, land for the environmental development for group economics. Ledge has 12 projects in 6 different countries with over 170 employed. We're over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the Ledge Group. They deal in 4 areas of human necessity, of human essentials, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the Ledge Group, theledgegroup.com. Smile Pharmacy still isn't up. I hope brother is doing well. You know, he's here in the Atlanta area. Yeah, he's here in the Atlanta area. Brother Jabril. So we're going to go right to the Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan, the Minister of Wellness. And check out his website, theministerofwellness.com. All the products that he has, new products are coming online. Some seminars that he has had. He may still be in Kenya. He's been in Kenya since last year. I don't know. But I want to thank my brother, Ayo Kamathi, the irritated genie. He has some new stuff out, and he sent it to me. I really thank him. And appreciate that tremendously. All right. TheMinisterOfWellness.com. Moses West Foundation, the Moses West Foundation.org. The Moses West Foundation.org. That's right. The Moses West Foundation atmospheric water generating machine, the system. And it's, uses, water for sustainability because moisture is in the air. How it works, they bring the machine in, turn it on, and it sucks in the H2O molecule. And if it sucks anything else in, it kicks it to the curb. It only deals with the H2O molecule. If you remember, there was a train derailment in Ohio. I asked the question, would it work in that environment? And they said, yes, it would. It would bring all that in, but it only deals with the H2O molecule. That molecule, H2O, goes through a filterization process. And then open up the spigot, out comes clean, drinkable, usable water. The atmospheric water generating machine, the issue is not that water is scarce. The issue is accessibility to water. Water access. And so I'm telling you, they have designed and implemented advanced atmospheric water generation technology to deliver sustainable water sanitation and hygiene solutions globally, ensuring communities have reliable access to the resources essential for health and well-being. That's their mission. That's their mission, brothers and sisters. The Moses West Foundation. All right. Wadadas. Healthy Market and Juice Bar, Wadadas. Healthy Market and Juice Bar located here in the West End, Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, which is up the street from me. I live on Cascade. And Wadadas has smoothies and fruit drinks and health foods, dry goods. Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff, man. Wadadas, Healthy Market and Juice Bar. Give them a call. 404-444-1635. 404-444-1635. That's what Dada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. They have vegan food on Saturday and Sundays.
at Wadada's that you can purchase. That's right. So, the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Mama Nia, she has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, t-shirts, figurines, and so much more. If there's a book that you're looking for, she doesn't have it, believe me, she'll get it. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. That's the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located in Lithonia, 6984 on Main Street in Lithonia. You head east on I-20. Take exit 74. That's Main Street to Lithonia. Make a left. Once you exit, make a left on Main Street in Lithonia for about a mile and a half, maybe less. On your left will be the Black Dot Culture Center Bookstore and Coffee Bar, where Brother Gazimde Jamu will assist you. If you want to give him a call 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. There is light in the Black Dot. Head back the other direction from which you came. You are headed north, but now you're headed south. And when you get back to I-20, go east again. Make a left. The next exit is exit 75, Turner Hill Road. Make a right. Three lights make another light. Three lights make another right. And on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, not open on Mondays, but from Tuesday through Sunday. Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop. Brother Bija's got it going on. Open from Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have everything. So give Brother Bija a call at 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Sanjay Dash, Haiti, Sister Gabby. Gabriela Aurelia is doing great work in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. SONJE-AYITI.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Yeah. Ackerman Institute, Baba Barudi, Mama Ya, still looking for assistance from the community as always. Because of the great work that they do, they don't seek any outside funding. They rely on us, you know. So if you want to go to Ackerman House, go to Ackerman Institute, and if you want to donate, go to PayPal, yabarudi.com at PayPal. If you want to use Cash App, $ Yah, Y-A-A, letter M, and then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I, for Cash App to make your constant donations, if that's what it is, or one-time donation, if that's what it is. If you want to check out some of the literature that Baba Baruti's prolific writer, go to AckermanHouse.com. AckermanHouse.com. All right. Speaking of the literature, it's right here. The Inyasasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. He's going to come out with another one, I believe, next year. And he has two of them, so I'm going to read from this one this year and the other one next year. That's how it goes. So March 23rd, when deeds speak, words are meaningless. When deeds speak, words are meaningless. It's not what you say, it's what you do, family. It's not what you say, it's what you do. An African proverb. In our quest for real models of revolutionary warrior scholars, we must remember that our closest and most powerful sheroes and heroes rise during times of conflict with others. They are awakened into their power during our hardest of times. Conflict with enemies tests strengths and loyalties, struggle tempers. Our heroes and sheroes also held another quality in common. Even though death is a sure sign of a beginning at war, they refused to entertain a fear of it. As bona fide warriors, they were willing to die for our people. Martyrs do not want to die, but they recognize its historical inevitability when dealing with destroyers who know little else. Through their show of strength, they make it clear that as warrior scholars, we must know that we would rather die as Africans than live vicariously or imitatively in lives as Europeans. Like them, the future of our people must become more critical than our own physical survival. For us, this spiritual crisis challenges our deepest thinking about the mobilization of power and the creation of reality. Affirm, struggle tempers me. Affirm, struggle tempers me. March 24th. There is no substitute for competence in building self-esteem. Absolutely none. A problem arises when a teacher focuses on self-esteem and not learning. Barbara Sizemore. Self-esteem is a function of self-activation and practices versus constant. Often, gratuitous praise from others. Belief in one's talent and abilities, all mental evaluation, must come from internal work. Therefore, a permanent behavior modification must introduce the development of an internalized incentive to succeed. These forces which motivate the individual and group should be internally grounded versus externally manipulated. Taken versus given and personally experienced versus vicariously fantasized. As a fisherman who learns to fish through trial and tribulation is better prepared to feed his family than the one who is reduced to the status of an ignorant, skillless, dependent beggar who knows only the charity of others. So, too, is the apprentice better prepared for life when difficult skills are required through determined practice supported by occasional prayer, supported by occasional praise. Lasting resilient self-esteem is acquired through struggle. The child who comes to feel good about self because every successful and or unsuccessful little thing effort is applauded and or rewarded comes to depend on that praise and or those things for ego gratification. His esteem is dependent based. When those transitory supports are given less easily and frequently, as a child ages, the drive to independently work towards success fades with them. Affirm, I teach using obstacles. Affirm, I teach using obstacles. Preparing our young people is necessity. It is a necessity. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go over a lot of stuff. I've been saying such great stuff about Ibrahim Traoré of Burkina Faso for what he has done. They just posted this. Thomas Sankara. So is this reincarnation or just coincidence? Both seized power through military coup at the age of 34. Both were linked in Mali's fight at the age of 26. Ibrahim Traoré was born 5 months after Sankara's assassination. Wow. Yeah, it's deep, ain't it? The similarities between Thomas Sankara and Ibrahim Traoré are indeed striking. Both men became president of Burkina Faso through military coups at the age of 34, holding the same army rank of captain when they seized power. Their predecessor also had similar tenured lengths when John Baptiste, serving 268 days before Sankara, Thomas Sankara, and Paul Sandogo Dudamé, serving 249 days before Traoré. Both Sankara and Traoré have been linked to the Mali War, with Sankara fighting on a border between Mali and Upper Volta in 1974, and Traoré participating in the war in 2014. Increasingly and interestingly, both men were 26 years old when they joined the fight. Their anti-French ideology and Pan-Africanist views are also notably similar. Sankara was known for his charismatic leadership and his commitment to African independence, while Traoré has expressed similar sentiments, seeking to reduce Burkina Faso's reliance on foreign powers. While the similarities are intriguing, it's essential to approach claims of reincarnation with critical and nuanced perspective. Reincarnation is a complex and debated topic across various cultures and belief systems. As for other notable similarities, there are several instances throughout the history where individuals have shared striking parallels in their lives and careers. One example is the similarity between Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. That's true. If you ever have a chance to, you can Google that, the similarities between Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Man, it's tripped out. Happy 37th birthday to Captain Ibrahim Traoré and many, many more. I tell you, man, we have to protect that man. He's the inspiration. He's the guiding. He is the guiding light. He's just one of them. But he's not joking. He ain't procrastinating. Let me repeat. He ain't procrastinating. He's moving with deliberate speed in terms of things that the country needs, the agricultural, all of it, man. The car that they've developed. Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. Because what's funny about that family is, and it's not funny, it's definitely not funny. It ain't no damn laughter to it. But where's that at? It wasn't there. Let me go back, because I'm looking for a piece that talked about the number of African leaders that were killed, and it's a damn shame, killed by the West, because these men decided to be independent, and the West, particularly the French. That's what I'm saying. I know that we like to party with white folks, and particularly the French. The French was always, in fact, they were more receptive, and rightfully so, because they were most exploitive, than the other Caucasian groups. They were most exploited. So I need to find that piece for you, because I think it's apropos to just what I just read. To the amount of brothers that have been killed, Thomas Sankara, by the Europeans. Someone hope to find that. And if we don't, we'll come back to it at time. We'll come back to it. Yeah. Of course, I appreciate my compliment, my lady. She always sends me good stuff. Yeah. It's always this, of course, being the last week, the International Women's Month, or I like to say African and American African Women's Month, because that's what I like to focus in on, you know? So she sent me, this is from Baba Peruti. Okay. It was posted back in 2012. Whoa, that's a long time ago now, huh? The time has come, a poem of apology and appreciation of African women from African men. This is sincere. Because I tell you, many of us, particularly in this society, we just don't know how important it is that men and women are together. Damn. The time has come for us to be men in the tradition of our ancestors. The time has come for us to forever speak truth of African women. You carrying us on your backs when we could not walk, talk, stand, look in your eyes ashamed, angry, enraged over a manhood denied. Carrying us on your minds when we could not vent correctly, instead reaching out to hit and hurt the ones we love, who love us more than we could ever possibly know in our confusion. Pimping and playing you to ourselves, for ourselves and our enemies, romancing you, enticing you, possessing, perversely obsessing your bodies with words misinterpreted as love, lies to excess and violate your sacred gardens, infecting your divine wombs for the love of a monetary ejaculation, passion, for the love of money and an animal's reputation, reducing ourselves to the mandingos of others' imagination against you and for them, and even worse, blindly lusting after others' women, some even stooping and bending over in their confusion, their confused lust of other men. The drunkenness, the drugs, the dead rage, the friends, the things, the excuses, the games of placing selfishness first, family last. The games of placing selfishness and family last. We have done wrong. We know who we are. We seek forgiveness. There are no excuses in African manhood, only righteous struggle and correction into absolute respect for African womanhood. All else flows from this universal complementarity. You breathe life into it. We build, keeping us connected. You extend family. You create communities. You give life. You give love, African woman. We know who you are. You are the ones who produce legions of us. Who will bear legions more? We ask that you do not rear them in anger at us. For our ignorance and fear, our daughters and sons must become great warrior priests. Remain nurturers, mothers, sisters, daughters. No African deserves to die alone in hate. There are no bitches in the African house. No hoes. No counterfeiters. No sapphires. No chicken heads. Only queens, queen mothers, and queens in training. We know who you are. You are our first divinities. All come through the womb, the first human proven as first fossil, the genes to which humanity is traced, the black Madonnas, immaculate in conception and grace, the matriarch bloodlines to which we claim human rights, the breast which feeds us, gives us life, the economy of sustaining relationships to production, our spirituality, the ties that bind us as family in peace, the Candaces everywhere down through the ages, royal warrior defenders of our way, first teachers, patient in retelling our story, beautiful.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
Beautiful. From blue-black to eggshell refined. Turning mere walk. Excuse me. Sorry about that, family. Turning mere walk into an art form, enigmatic, a mystery beyond male's comprehension, proud, and very reason to be. Every forgiving, humbly, righteous, writing relationships of worth, soft, gentle, tackled, honorable qualities of any woman without blemish. The time has come for us to be men, for you to become queens in our thoughts, words, and deeds. Baba Mwalimu Bumani Barudi, the battle plan. Ashe. Thank you, Baba Barudi. Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, family, we're going to make this your show today, whatever is on your mind, on your heart. You know, we're gonna do that. Going to make this your show, and you have the right to bring to our attention those things that you want to talk about. We have another poem. I think it's the same one, but I have it on. Okay. I have it on that. Oh, yeah. Okay, thought it was a different one. So, okay. Trying to find that piece where, eventually will, of course, as always. Because there's so many brothers that have been assassinated since the 1960s. You know, Patrice Lumumba, you know, Thomas Sankara. I don't know the African names. I can name the countries. And it's a damn shame. But see, I think what is happening, this is different because there's a unity being developed. Because of that unity, it will be very difficult for Europeans to kill individual leaders and to, you know, and then to bring that country back into a submission and to take their resources. And that's something that we need to understand, that we need to, that we need to prevent, you know. Let me read this one from Baba Perudi's book, Identity. We are peerless. There are no peers. No, we are peerless. We have been peerless from the dawn of our creation to the depths of our subjugation. From the coffers of our imagination, we created civilizations that flowed through our history to every corner of the world. We have been peerless in deciphering the language of the gods and using it to crack open the earth's ever secret. And from that culmination, accumulated knowledge, we have created lifestyles that raise humanity to its highest heights, build edifices that defy decay, and written observations that have been challenged but never suppressed. We have been peerless. The first alchemists to convert the mundane into the sacred. The first parents to reproduce the most startling variations. The first species to be enthroned by the melanin alone. The first species to be enthroned by melanin alone. We have been peerless in our tenacity to hold on to our humidity while Caucasoid winds have sought to tear us apart. We have never let fear rewrite the songs rising up out of our hearts. In more ways than we can ever explain, we remain the cream of the heavenly crop. We have been peerless. With our bodies, we have redefined physics. With our voices, we altered the course of sound. With our intellect, we have reprogrammed the world of thought. With our emotions, we have stretched the ability to love. The wonders from our black hands have been witnessed everywhere. The wonder from our black hands have been witnessed everywhere, but duplicated nowhere, because we have been from without and from within, peerless. Ashe Lenny Makeda, from September the 2nd, 2021. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe-o. Outstanding. Outstanding, family. We are peerless. Yeah, wow. Give us a call, family. Give us a call at 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Yeah. I tell you, it's on. But what I mean it's on is that the movement of way, let me say it, to me it's on, the movement of way from trying to appeal to Caucasians, trying to make them understand how wrong they have been, try to help them understand legislatively, governmentally, educationally, whatever, they have not been right and they need to be fair. But family, the movement is on because we finally should be fed up. It is not in them. So stop it. Stop it. The focus is on ourselves. Let's begin to love one another. Let's begin to trust one another. Let's begin to build with one another. Let us use our talents, whatever they might be, in service to each other. Let us recognize what's going on the continent, our home, where we need to repatriate to. No, I'm in perfect agreement with the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. No, all of us don't need to go back there. And if all of us are going back there, we're going back with the right mind. But because some of us ain't no damn good here, and we won't be no damn good there. So only those brothers and sisters and families who are going know why they are going, to help build a better life, not just for them, but for all. For all. To learn, to grow intellectually, to learn to defend militarily. I'm telling you, family, it's on. They have shown us the way. They have many times, but we keep ignoring it. We keep thinking that somehow, well, maybe, okay, this didn't work, and they still acting real crazy. They still doing things, you know, to show us that they don't want us and they don't like us, and it's really bad, but I think this will work. Nothing will work. There is no appeal to Urugu. None. So I'm saying, family, it is time. You know, this program, which is dedicated and committed to freeing the African mind, this program, listen, I don't say that this particular program, me, Baba Oshi, I'm just just another voice in this chorus of African liberation, self-determination, independence, and sovereignty. Sovereignty. I read it the other day. I'm going to read it again. You know? And I'm going to read what warriors need to do. What us warriors need to do as it pertains to sovereignty. The successful outcome of any nationalist movement, a movement for our people, is sovereignty. Being sovereign means having absolute control over the life of the nation. Right now, as always, for African people, sovereignty is measured by how intellectually, independently, and powerfully we control our resources, our story, our culture, our time, space, and destiny. It is to have the power within the nation to control our lives and to control them in our best interest, regardless of opposition from outside. Accordingly, being sovereign has to mean that no one beyond us who makes any decisions about how we rule ourselves, how we live, what we believe, how we deal with enemies, whether aliens or traitors, and how we visualize our future and communicate and express that vision. It means that we are completely and consciously self-defining, self-determining, self-respecting, and self-empowered. And since no nation has ever risen to power and stayed there without holding their own traditional sacred, sovereignty necessarily means that we know and we respect, protect, and extend in time to every coming generation who we are as a direct reflection of our ancestors. Sovereignty is our ultimate goal. Sovereignty is the end game, family. Sovereignty is the end game. Let's get busy reaching and working towards the goal. Warriors, these are the rules, family. I will not be contradictory. What I think will be exactly what I say, and what I say will be exactly what I do. I will uncompromisingly be what I think and what I am. 2, I will love and build with African persons of goodwill and good character. 3, I will distinguish my wants from my needs and never emphasize the material above the mental and the spiritual. 4, I will learn and teach our children our story. I will help them see and understand their power and their personal responsibility to use it in the best interest of African people. I will rear them to be African nationalists. 5, I will strive to be independent in every possible way and help my fellow warriors to be likewise. 6. I will respect my body and treat it like it is a temple. I will endeavor to elevate my material skills to their highest potential and will always be on guard for myself, my family, community, and nation. 7. I will honor our warrior ancestors only, using them as the finest, as the model of their perfection to which I aspire. 8. I will never use derogatory, demeaning language against my brothers and sisters. I will always show them the utmost respect. I will speak to them in the race, nation, spirit of family, knowing that we are one and that to curse them is to curse myself. 9. I will never confuse friends with enemies and will, without qualifications, treat each other accordingly. 10. I will live to remove enemies from my people's minds and spaces. I will work to secure all that is ours. 11. I will always remember to never forgive or forget what has been done to African people. And I will do all I know and I'm able to do to stop this mental genocidal process now and never let it happen again. 12. I will do all in my power to liberate, empower, and make African people sovereign. Ashe. Ashe, family. Sovereignty. That's what it's about, family. Sovereignty. Nobody, and I mean nobody, tells us what to do. Okay? We do what we feel is best interest of African people. That's what we do. Nobody. Yeah. Yes, it's coming, family. You know, I was always worried, since I know I have more years behind me than I have ahead of me. But I really feel confident of what's happening now. And my good brother, Irv, always helps me see that. You know, I love his spirit. And all, and like, you know, like Sister Shit calls it, always positive. Always. Always being positive. You know? Because we have to understand. We have to understand that, yes, we've been in this situation for a long time. And there were many brothers and sisters who hoped and prayed. But now that the chains are off our ankles and wrists and ass, now they're on our minds. And that's the toughest one. But we can't get everybody. Those who are willing, those who understand, those are the ones that we want to get. Those are the ones. That's right, family. The time is coming. The revolution. When they say the revolution will not be televised. Yeah. The revolution will not be televised. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, got a little something for you, a little live piece with Lonnie Liston Smith, Tom Scott, but of course, Roy Ayers. Expand your mind. It is about the mind, family. You know that. It's about the mind. This is African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
let's bring back up Lonnie Lifton Smith and Tom Brown. Come on. Come on, Lonnie. Come on, Lonnie. The Cosmic Prince. There he is, Lonnie Lifton Smith, everybody. We're going to do a Lonnie Lifton Smith original entitled Expansions. Expansions. Are you ready? Everybody, it's Tom Brown. Come on, Tom. Come on. I hear what you're saying, but I can't understand you. Because it's all right. If you just say something, everybody say something. Now I understand you. That's right. You said go on and get with it. I'm going to tell you right now. Lonnie, come on, Lonnie, come on. Please. Here we go, y'all. Everybody scream.
For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Roy Ayers, Lonnie Liston-Smith, and Tom Brown. I said Tom Scott. Tom Scott's a Caucasian. I mean, it's not the... Tom Scott is cold, but this is Tom Brown on trumpet. And so, expand your mind. I like to play that more often. Because that's sure the hell what we need to do. That's what we're talking about today. You know, even this was the open mic Monday. But we're talking about mind expansion. Controlling our thoughts. Controlling our actions. You know, doing the best that we can. You know, one of our listeners, Brother Paul, who I have much admiration and respect for, and love this brother, can't wait to meet him. And I think that's what we're going to do here is myself, Brother Irv, Brother Kwaku, maybe some others, who knows, go to the U.K., go to the U.K. You can easily get a plane ticket to the U.K. You might get a plane ticket to the U.K. for a few hundred dollars, family. You know, they make it very easy for you to get to Europe. Now, your ass want to go to Africa? Okay. It's going to cost you $1,500, $2,000. You want to go to U.K.? $300. So go to the U.K., and visit with Paul and brothers and sisters, you know, set up some time to have discussions and so forth. And of course, go to the British Museum to see all the stuff they done stole and how arrogant some of them son of a bitches are about not giving it back. You know, oh, you can come and look at it. You can loan it. We'll put it on loan. But if your ass is past the due date, we're coming to get it. That's the best part of, you know, Black Panther. Yeah, when Killmonger's in the museum. I love that part. It's our stuff. And there's some Caucasians who are adamant about no, the thievery. Talking about you haven't produced anything. You bunch of savages. No, y'all the savages. Y'all have proven that by how you've interacted with people. Y'all is the savages. Okay? Keeping it real. Y'all the savages. Yeah. So Brother Paul sends me stuff all the time, family. And it is greatly, that's the word I want to use, greatly appreciated. Here's a piece he just sent. I don't know if I'm going to play it first and then read. I think I'll do that. So hold on, family. It's coming at you.
Show me the history of the United Nations of Africa.
Of course. In the 2020s, Africa stood at a turning point. Across the continent, people demanded change, rising against corruption and foreign influence. Leaders like Burkina Faso's Ibrahim Traoré emerged, inspiring a movement of self-determination. By 2025, West African nations cut ties with their colonial past, reclaiming their resources and forging new alliances. But the revolution wasn't just in Africa. The African diaspora from the U.S., Europe, the Caribbean, and beyond joined the movement. Protests erupted worldwide, and thousands returned home, bringing expertise, investment, and a vision for a united Africa. Still, challenges remain. Conflicts in the DRC, Sudan, and Rwanda threaten to derail progress, but by the 2030s, diplomacy and African-led peace agreements brought stability. Unity came prosperity. Africa became the epicenter of global AI and technology, leading in agriculture, pharmaceuticals, and clean energy. The diaspora played a critical role, fueling innovation, education, and industry. Now, this is where things get interesting. By 2040...
Emmy?
Yes?
Pause. Mama's calling me. I'll be right back.
Part two is coming. That's beautiful. To young sisters speaking to the AI. Yeah. I tell you. I know there's many of us who are fearing it because of what it possibly could do and the fact that it is, excuse me, programmed. And then it also can take on a life of its own. I mean, you've seen some of that that happens with your streaming. I don't know. You know, they have these algorithms. And so all the things that you like, they're just there. You know? Even on your computer, things that you like and things that you consistently do, it's there for you, you know? Yeah. United Global African Mindset Manifestation. United Global African Mindset Manifestation. Mind over matter, innovation to be the master of creation. Many were not born on African continent, but Africa was born in them. That's right. That's Brother Irv's quote. He loves it. I mean, I've been born in Africa, but Africa was born in me. For those that are in the act of knowing this truth, you will make this fundamental shift. So if you don't know this fundamental truth, it's going to be hard for you to make that shift. It must start in the mind. If you allow others to control your thinking, your mind, they will control your actions. Carter G. Woodson. Carter G. Woodson. The Miseducation of the Negro. 1933. Coming up on, well, the 100-year anniversary of African and American African History Month is next year, 1926. Also, the book by Drusilla Dungy Houston, when she wrote The Wonderful Ethiopians of the Ancient Kushite Empire in 1926, 100 years. In her dynamic quote, she said, I have dug up irrefutable arsenal of facts and knowledge that to us can dare not dispute. Excuse me. They cannot dispute that Harvard and Yale or even cowardly scholarship in our culture, they can't dispute it. It is there. She said, then how can a leadership point the way forward that is utterly ignorant of the past? And even though myself and many others try our best to bring you the glory of our past, because we believe that when you have that vision of our past, you have that vision for our future. Yeah. Your fears, fear, this is Brother Kwaku, false evidence appearing real. That is Brother Kwaku. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Take back control of your mind, therefore control your actions. Direct these actions against the misleaders worldwide. Ashe, ashe. Here are some of the leaders, as I was saying to you, of why we must do this, why we must close ranks and protect those men and women like Arkena Chichambori Kwa from Zimbabwe, the ambassador, sister ambassador is dynamic. We must protect her. She's beautiful. She's on it. I know Baba Butch always wanted me to play her, you know, play some snippets of stuff I have, and I'm definitely going to do that because she is dynamic. I tried, you know, she, my friend Ismira knows her, you know, and Ismira no longer works for Gwen Moore, the congresswoman from Wisconsin. So I need to give Sister Ismira a call. She's, man, that's a dynamic sister. She is beautiful, her spirit. So. But yeah. Yeah, we're not born in Africa. I'm going to play this, and then you stay with us because I want to. These are the brothers, the African presidents that were assassinated since 1963.
1963, more than 22 African presidents were assassinated while in power, many of them after asserting their independence and refusing to comply with colonial powers. France, directly or indirectly, is linked to all these assassinations, as African leaders who challenged neo-colonial influence were often met with violent ends. Here's the list of the assassinated African presidents. 1963, Sylvanus Olympio, Togo, sought economic independence by rejecting the CFA franc. 1966, John Agwiyi Oronsi, Nigeria, attempted to unify Nigeria amidst ethnic tensions. 1969, Abdirachid Ali Shomake, Somalia, advocated for Somali unity and nationalism. 1972, Abeid Amani Karume, Zanzibar, pushed for socialist policies. 1975, Richard Ratsimandrava, Madagascar, sought to end foreign interference. 1975, Francois Ngata Tombal Baye, Chad, resisted French political influence. 1976, Murtala Ramat Mohamed, Nigeria, criticized Western interference in Africa. 1977, Marion Ngouabi, Congo Brazzaville, advocated Marxist-Leninist policies. 1977, Teferi Bante, Ethiopia, overthrown during political turmoil. 1981, Anwar El Sadate, Egypt, assassinated after a controversial peace treaty. 1981, William Richard Talbot, Liberia, pushed for economic reform. 1987, Thomas Sankara, Burkina Faso, anti-imperialist, opposed neocolonialism. 1989, Ahmed Abdallah, Comoros, political instability and external influence. 1989, Samuel Kanyon Doe, Liberia, killed during a civil war influenced by foreign interests. 1992, Mohamed Boudiaf, Algeria, assassinated amidst political conflict. 1993, Melchior Ndadaye, Burundi, first democratically elected Hutu president. 1994, Cyprian Ntaryamira, Burundi, died in a plane crash with Juvenal Habyarimana. 1994, Juvenal Habyarimana, Rwanda. His death triggered the Rwandan genocide. Before I reveal the last five presidents assassinated by France, like this video and subscribe to support Africarized. 1999, Ibrahim Barre Minasara, Niger, assassinated during political instability. 2001, Laurent Désiré Kabila, Congo Kinshasa, challenged Western exploitation. 2009, João Bernardo Vieira, Guinea-Bissau, political tensions and military involvement. 2011, Muammar Gaddafi, Libya, overthrown during a NATO intervention. 2021, Idriss Deby, Chad, killed during conflict with rebel forces. These assassinations destabilized nations, leading to civil wars, economic decline, and continued foreign exploitation. The legacy of these leaders and the impact of their untimely deaths remain a powerful reminder of Africa's ongoing struggle for true independence and self-determination.
The fight continues. And you see, the bottom line is we have no friends. We're at war for the minds of our people. And when our people use their minds to gain independence, to do for themselves, the European who has sucked the resources out of their country, did nothing for the people, they want to continue to do so. It's over, family. The main thing, that the reason why those things happened is because these so-called 54 sovereign countries, they ain't sovereign. These 54 countries with boundaries drawn up at the Berlin Conference changed the whole dynamic. Do a regional thing. Get rid of these boundaries. Unify. Pan-Africanism or perish. Unify or die. It's the bottom line, family. Brother Irv, how you doing, dear brother? Good morning to you. good morning to you.
I'm doing good, Baba Oshi. So good to hear your voice, brother.
You too, dear friend.
I mean it. You just played a piece, Baba Oshi, about the brothers that had been assassinated, and I actually saw that piece too. And it's interesting, man. I listened to the brother from the Economic Freedom Fighters the other day, who he is, he's coming on board with Ibrahim Traore from Burkina Faso, and he wants South Africa to come on board because what's happening is the United States, Baba Oshi, I believe that this country is going to physically, forcibly enter Africa and try to take their minerals. Now that Africa has waken up and they're not being manipulated as they were before, I believe they're going to physically just say, we're just going to take yours. And the reason I say that is because I'm hearing this rhetoric from Donald Trump stating he's going to take Greenland. He's going to take it. He didn't say, I'm going to ask for it, I'm going to buy it. I'm just going to take it. And I think they're going to try to do the same thing in Africa, because I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard it online that Ghana has kicked out AFRICOM. AFRICOM is the African command from the United States military that has a presence in Ghana. And also the people in Africa are asking the United States for their gold back. They store their gold in the United States, some of it. And other countries are asking for their gold back that the United States has. Germany had gold here from World War II, and they got half of it back. It took them 6 years to get that. So, Baba Oshi, I think that the Sahel Alliance is doing it right. They've gotten them some weapons to defend themselves, and now they're making their move towards their freedom and breaking the chains from the Europeans. But you have to be able to fight, because they're not going to just give it up easily. There's going to be a conflict. There's going to be a fight. And we know that. Once your mind is free, then we have to free everything else. And I do believe that the minds of the Africans are free. I believe that and we may not be in Africa, but Africa's in us. And even with us just talking about this, we may inspire someone to do something or to come on board. And that's why we have to keep talking about it and keep letting the people know. You agree, Brother Oshi?
I agree wholeheartedly, brother. You know I do. That's what this program is about: independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for African people. Yes, I totally agree. And that these African countries, many segments they must have. And one segment that is definitely necessary is military. You know. Even though after all of the exploitation, all the things that have been done to us, we should, if everybody is humane, mm-hmm. we should go in front of the world court, go in front of United Nations, and declare ourselves independent of all colonization and all exploiters, and take our resources back, and begin also to sue them for reparations, because we have been deeply
Baba Oshi, when you said that, it made me remember that the boy from Economic Freedom Fighters, Alima, he said that the people who were participating in apartheid are still there in South Africa. They have not been prosecuted, have not been brought to justice.
Right.
They were killing men, women, and children, because they didn't see Africans as humans.
Right.
They see Africans. Yeah, and so
and they still, listen, They still have sundown towns. They still have areas in South Africa where they have a security force that prevents anybody from the authorities of South Africa, which are Africans, from going there. So these Afrikaners, these Boers, these Dutch, these British, whoever the hell else, Germans, whatever the hell else, the Indians, because the Indians were brought there as a buffer.
Wow.
You know, all of this shit must change.
And it is changing. It is changing. And what happens, Baba Oshie, is that it's starting. What happens is as the African on the continent takes back his mind and takes back his control of his government and takes back the land without compensation, that's when the noose starts to get tighter and tighter around these Afrikaners' necks, and they will either have to leave or they will have to capitulate. In other words, they're going to have to agree with what it is that these Africans in Africa want, and what they want is their land back without compensation. Why would I pay you for something that you sold? It's just like in this country, we're living on stolen property.
Right.
This land was stolen.
Yes.
But because of the cognitive dissonance that the European practices, he writes songs, this land is your land, this land is my land, but who the hell gave it to you? If it's your...
No, we took it. That's their thing. You know, you know, when they came out of that medieval age, that dark age, you know, and the only light was in the western part of Europe or the western part of Asia, because Europe is not a continent. I consistently and emphatically say that. And so what happened is that they said, you know what, we may war amongst ourselves, and we do, but we're going to come together on those who are outside of us. So they kicked the Moors out of Spain, the Sephardic Jews out of Spain, and they began to go around the world in their exploration. It's just like when Marco Polo went to China. He comes back with pasta. Many people believe that pasta is Italian because Marco Polo was Italian. So they believe that many people believe that rice is Chinese. But rice is African. Yeah. But what Marco Polo came back was more profound was fireworks, gunpowder that European used to fashion superior weaponry. And that's what helped the European facilitate his rise. He can't kick your ass head up. He can't do that. He needed that weaponry. He needed that Gatling gun. He needed the ability to shoot those cats. He needed all of that. But once he got it, that's what helped facilitate taking of the continent, colonization of the continent.
I want somebody else to get on, but I want to say this really quickly. And what Urugu does is Urugu changes the labeling, changes the wording. In other words, instead of me coming to your country and taking things, I came to your country and discovered it.
Right.
I discovered something.
Right.
I came
and to civilize it.
You civilize. I'm exploring. No, exploring is looking for something to take. That's what you're doing. You're actually looking for something to put. And they made people believe that if I put a flag down, it had the Queen's name on it, I claimed this land in the name of the Queen. What gives you the authority to claim someone else's land for some white lady? I'm just saying, because you have guns. It's not because they were welcoming you here. Because when they did welcome you, as John Henry Clark said in his writing, he said Columbus was saying, they have gold. I wonder where the rest of it is. They're so nice. They'll be so easily conquered. This is how this European was thinking. He had bad intentions from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And John Henry Clark shows this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come in happy and wanting to get along. They came in to steal, to take, to rape, to pillage. Because you said numerous times the things that Europeans live by. Militarism, violence, I can't remember the other two.
Yeah.
You put it out there, and it's true. Baba Oshie, it is true.
Yeah.
And to this day, you see American Africans trying to imitate their oppressor. I'm going to be a better evil person than you are. Come on, now.
Yeah.
But and so this is what they're teaching our children in these schools, and that's why the real teaching has to happen at home. The real teaching has to happen from the parent, but the parent has to be taught.
That's right.
The parent has to be
conscious. That's right.
You can't teach something that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You can. I mean, come on now. I just listened to a guy talk to me, and he said that, you know, well, Donald Trump, he ain't do too many things bad. I said, man, let me hit you with this, brother. Donald Trump would not even exist if Biden had to went all the way to the left. If Biden had to went all the way to the girls in the locker room, Biden would probably still be president. But he went too far to the left. Now you got a man that's going too far to the right. Now we're sitting here in the middle. This ain't our fight. These elephants are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to make sure we don't get trampled. But this ain't our fight. But the thing is, Baba Oshie, the powerful will consume themselves because absolute corruption corrupts absolute.
Absolutely.
It might be a cliche, but it's the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump is seeking all power. And mm-hmm. once he gets all power, he will implode in on himself.
Mm-hmm.
If you see, the only reason he can have this position is because of his narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissism put him where he is. You know, this guy's up at 3 in the morning. If
yep.
somebody says, you said something about me, I'm sitting up and I'm like, what is wrong with you? this guy's a fool, man. He's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But is he a fool or are the people around him a fool? Because a fool ain't nothing if he's standing by himself. When you got a bunch of people that's kissing your ring and carrying your water, and all of a sudden you don't look so stupid because
yeah.
you surround yourself with stupidity. I mean, I'm telling you, they're going to implode,
mm-hmm.
but there's going to be some people are going to lose their jobs, their livelihood, there's some of them their lives, mm-hmm. their life savings. Baba Oshie, some people have worked all their life to get these positions, and this guy comes in, and in a blinking of an eye, changes your whole
perspective. Right.
So we have to look to each other. We have to look inward. I don't look to white people to do. I'm not surprised at Trump because my mind is not colonized to the point where I'm surprised. I can't believe he did that. Why can't you? They've been doing this forever.
And now your ass is, what? I can't believe it. Shut up.
What did he do? He fired us. Look, let me tell you something. They used to grab you on the side of the road and lynch you, call it lynching, because they didn't mm-hmm. want to say the word murder because that was too harsh. They lynched you. So
mm-hmm.
stop acting as if they're surprising you.
Yeah.
White people don't surprise me.
Yeah.
They never
do. You know what they ought to do? They ought to get that book, Without Sanctuary.
Oh, I got it.
You got it? Yeah.
And Baba Oshie, I look at that book, and I'm telling you the honest truth. I'm 6'2". 250 pounds, and I cried when I opened that book.
Yeah, it's tough.
Now, these are pictures of these yeah. are drawings. These are drawings.
No, these are photographs.
These are photographs. These were actual people
yeah.
swinging from trees, and these people were smiling
because
they didn't think these people had a soul.
And some of these photographs were made into cards, greeting cards would send to other relatives in other places.
Greeting cards.
You know.
Singing, roasting people. I mean,
yeah.
fire. And I'm like, are you serious? But what they never show, Baba Oshie, is the fight back in the American African.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't sitting around just, oh, please don't kill us now, Master.
Well,
the reason the slavery's over because we were fighting.
Yeah.
That's why they had the police here.
That's the same thing in the 60s. It wasn't in the early part of the 60s of the freedom rides and the marches and, you know, and nonviolent. No, it was the latter part of the 60s, 67, 68, 69. Who was kicking ass?
H-Man Brown. No, they want to show after the king. Now, we're just going to get along, and we're not going to fight back because we're going to get a ham sandwich if it kills them. I don't want a ham sandwich. I don't want nothing from you. What I want you to do is to leave me alone.
Alone, yeah.
But they won't. They can't leave us alone because, Baba Oshie, white folks have to have an enemy.
Yeah.
It used to be that the Arab, and then it was the Indian, and I can keep going on and on. They have to have an enemy. And as we create our own communication, Baba Oshie, that's going to be our trump card. When we are able to communicate with each other like other cultures can. I don't know what the hell them Koreans be saying. You know, but they know exactly what I'm saying.
Yep.
Why did you know my language and I don't know yours? Why is it that if the black community is so poor, why is everybody opening up a store in the black community?
Mm-hmm.
If it's so poor, it ain't poor.
Yeah.
Your mind is poor. We're not poor. We're broke. Broke is temporary.
Yeah.
Poor is a mindset. There's nothing poor about an African. We're born with more intelligence than a real group. And I mean that. We may not act like it, but we are.
Yeah. All right, brother. All right. Well, listen, man. You know what I want to do, man, next year. I know I probably can't do it this year for some things I'm trying to do. But next year, man, I want to schedule me, you, and the Kwaku and whoever else to go to the UK and visit Paul.
Let's do it.
That ain't
nothing but a word, brother.
Let's do it. Because, you know, as I was saying earlier, if you was probably listening, I said, you can get a flight to the UK, man, shit. For a couple of $100, $300.
Man, please.
You know.
It ain't going to break us. And if we start saving now.
Yeah. Let's do it, man. We're going to go to the UK and visit Paul. And we're going to broadcast from there. That's going to be the bomb.
That's right. That's why we're going to do the show from there.
That's right.
Do that.
All right, dear brother. Okay.
I'm holding.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. Or Grand Rising, I should say.
Right on.
How are you? So good to hear you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine, Brother Paul. Listen, man.
I'm glad.
I know we've
that.
Said that glad a few times, but you know what really makes that trip from us to there is setting the dates, setting the itinerary, and so forth to make that happen. I really do. I appreciate you so much for all the things that you have sent me over the years. You know, I just played some of your stuff a little while ago, and it's just fantastic. And you've helped us program African Perspectives here on Time for an Awakening tremendously. I've heard you on Carl Nelson. I've heard you on the other Brother Elliot's program. So I know you, a conscious brother who listens to the people on this side of the pond as well as what's happening on your side of the pond.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that, Baba Oshie, and thank you for Baba Herb's interjection and his credible knowledge. You know, Baba Oshie, there was a good amount of time in my life that I had a lot of good ideas. A lot of things was coming to me. Sometimes I'd go to places which people called enjoyment, be it clubs, parties. They called the rave and all that. And I always had this feeling of, what am I doing here? And I could never understand it, you know what I mean? Because I'd be taken out to place, let's go here, and we go there, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? And then I'm there trying to enjoy myself, but it's not me. You understand. I may look like the part. You may see me, you may look the part, but it wasn't me in my mind. I said, we must be doing more than laughing, drinking, smoking, and all those sort of stuff. I mean, that's good if that's your life, but... You know, so, you know, over the time, read a lot of books, try and understand the position I'm seeing in, going into various, being fortunate enough to go into various positions and seeing the situation and trying to assess it. So, you know, the one thing we have, Baba Oshie, if we don't have anything, we have our voice. And we must not stay silent, you know, some people say silence is implied violence. Mm. And what is it implied on? It's implied on yourself because you are making a choice not to use your voice. You're making that choice. So you're, by implication, you're only doing damage to yourself. You're only doing harm to yourself. The divine gave you that voice. He didn't give you that voice to keep quiet and stay silent. He gave you that voice to communicate. And in the beginning of the word communicate, you've got community. Okay? So when you have to form a community, I hear people say, oh, we ain't got no community, there's no community. But the question I ask them, are you communicating? Are you using your voice to forge that communication? Because the reality of it is, Baba Ochi, is what comes through the voice is frequency. Frequency manifests into matter. I don't want to go over people's heads here, but sound. They said first it was the word. That's what they say in their book, The Basic Instruction Before Leaving England. Some people call it the Bible. They say that the first thing was the word. Well, the word is sound. In actual fact, science says sound is where light comes from, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. Light comes from sound. Sound is manifest into light. It's just a different frequency. And from that frequency, you get matter. So everything you see around you, everything, no matter how solid it is, it comes from sound. It's just another manifestation of what you're seeing. It's just another frequency. Touch it. It feels like it's real. It's manifesting. Well, so those who choose to stay silent, they only imply violence on themselves.
Yeah, brother.
Because
brother,
they have no defense.
Brother, what did they say? In the beginning was what? The word.
Word.
Sound.
What I'm saying.
There you, sound. You're saying.
That's what
in
I'm
the beginning
to say.
Was the word. You're right, Paul. You're on point,
right.
Brother.
But they don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't get it. You know why they don't get it, Baba Ochi? Because it's in English. And English is a literal language. Let me mm-hmm. explain. It's a literal language. It means that if they say it's red, they are seeing it as red. It means mm-hmm. it's red. They have to explain what red is. But that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's not literal. You're only seeing red because it's reflecting everything else except red. It's a reflection and it's a frequency. Yeah, they don't. You see, this is why I know people think, what's he talking about? Look, I call them the schooling fooling systems because they take you to these institutions to fool you up.
Mm-hmm.
They fool you up. They take you away from your divine self. All I'm telling you is in your DNA. What I'm telling you, Baba Ochi, is in your DNA. It's already programmed into you. You see, we were in Africa, yeah? We had these combination of things. We had the sun, the highest in the sky. It's frequency. You speak to the sun. Your body speaks to the sun. The reason why we call ourselves so-called, whatever, color, black, whatever you want to call it, is a communication going on between you and the sun. The absence of color. Who is absent of color? Look at the people who are absent of color. They're not communicating with the sun. That's why they're always searching and want to know why, want to dig up. Want to find out, always inquisitive to know. Because they don't know. They only believe. They don't know nothing. You understand? But it's divine in you.
Well, they got to be very careful of the sun. That's why when right. they talk about what you see in the next couple of weeks from now, white people in Kemet or Egypt, it didn't happen. It's a lie. No. None of that shit happened. The Exodus did not happen. It's a lie.
Baba Ochi, you know Billy Goat Gates and his devil wife Melinda Goat Gates? Mm-hmm. You know what he's doing? And anyone can go online and check it out if you think I'm talking one word of a lie. He is trying to put stuff up in the sky, some, I don't know what it is, some madness he's trying to do, like the mad scientist, to block out the sun. I mean, mm-hmm. come on, man. Work.
Yeah.
I mean, am I making this up, Baba Ochi? Have you heard that?
Yeah, I have. I've heard that.
Right. He is doing it.
Let me just say this.
Talking about it.
Let's, you know,
talking
he's...
Talking about... Now.
He's been open and talking about what vaccine... You know, my contention is going up as a kid, I remember polio was ravishing the country at the time here in the U.S. And I remember this commercial that just scared the shit out of me. About a marionette, and he's got the puppet, and then along comes some evil-looking scissors and just snaps his arm and leg, and that was the commercial for polio, and I knew that was dastardly. And, of course, what eradicated polio was vaccines. And so when Bill Gates says, I'm going to develop vaccines for population control, I thought that vaccines were to assist in in eradicating diseases and so forth, which enhances population. But he says, no, I'm going to put these vaccines out there to decrease the ability and for sterilization to happen and increase the ability for these people to die younger or to die on the damn Baba, spot.
Baba Ochi, you know, you see, the word vaccine is just a label. It's not just a label they give it, vaccines, right? But look, the idea behind vaccine is to give you a bit of the, like, for instance, influenza, which is commonly known as flu. They give you a touch of influenza, which is supposed to kick your body. It's supposed to program your immune system.
Right.
Because every day in the atmosphere, there's different
viruses and stuff.
Or whatever you want to
bacteria and viruses in the system, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So your immune system, which is all over your body, is constantly trying to analyze and work it out mm-hmm. and redefine itself. That's how it works, yeah? So the idea of that came from Africa. It came from Africa. They got that from Africa, okay? But you see, with their devilish mind, how the devils work. Because they said, oh, if we can do that, how can we use that to kill off people? So when these English people came to America, they took smallpox and wrapped it up.
Yep, in blankets.
The indigenous people. Now,
yes.
Am I making this up?
No, you're not. No, you are not. It's documented. It's documented.
Now, who told me that? They wrote it in their books. They're so proud of what they did. Mm-hmm. They took an African science and turned it into their devilish, evil mannerisms. Mm-hmm. Now, people want to question today. Imagine this. They themselves wrote that. They came to the place they called America. They call it America. And the indigenous people fed them, helped them survive because they didn't know the climate. And then what they did in return, wrapped them up in smallpox and started killing them off. Okay? Now, today, people want to ask themselves, oh, is COVID real? The same devil who wrapped the people up in smallpox is telling you that you must take these things they call vaccines because of something they call COVID. Now, listen, I asked a friend today, I said, before this COVID thing, have you ever heard anybody die of flu? He just laughed and said, no, because none of us heard that. None of us heard that until this thing came about and they're telling all of us that people are dying of influenza, which they call COVID, which is flu. That is a lot of nonsense. So you must take this vaccine because you might catch influenza. Mm-hmm. Look, they themselves even told us that when they went to these places, they brought the diseases. They tell you this.
Yes, they did.
These people, when they went to the Caribbean and America, they tell you these people didn't have no disease. They tell you that. They did not talk about influenza or common cold or nothing like that. They brought it. So one must say to themselves, well, hold on a minute. How come you had all these diseases? Where did these diseases come from? That you could just take them everywhere and just start killing off people. Yet today they have bamboozled us and hoodwinked us to actually believe. Remember, I say believe isn't knowledge. Believe is just something someone tells you and you just accept it because you don't bother to use your due diligence. You don't bother to use your intelligence. You don't bother to use your intellect. You just say, okay, yeah. Right? Like when you go to church, he tells you about this God and you say, yeah, okay. Never question him. Who is this God? What are you talking about? This God. Where do you get this idea of God from? Never say nothing to him. You just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. And that's it. That's the end of it. And this is where we are today, Baba Olji. I'm sorry to repeat it. I'm sorry to keep regurgitating the same thing. But it's true. This is where we're at. Most of us have been placed in the dum-dum pen. And I have to keep telling you, we've been placed in the dum-dum pen following the Pied Piper, the blind leading the blind, going round and round in circles on a ferret wheel, getting nowhere quickly. So look, I applaud my brothers in Africa. I ain't going to call them the free kings because I know how these people deal with kings. They cut off the head of the snake and everything dies. But that, for me, must be shown in all of us. All of us need to look in the mirror and realize what we've got to do. Everyone must become a king and a queen because what they do, right? In certain African cultures, they don't have no king, by the way. Igbos don't have no king.
Right.
And that's why Igbos were so hard to conquer. Because with the king, you just cut off his head.
Right.
And then the rest of them,
They followed.
All follow suit.
Yeah.
When they went into Ghana to fight the Ashantis, they took the golden stool because the king sat on the golden stool. And once they took the golden stool, the whole thing fell apart.
Yep.
Isn't that right? People yep, the symbolism. They don't history. Stop mm-hmm. learning history and learn your story. Your story. Because history ain't our story. It's their
That's
story.
His story.
It's their creation.
That's
their
his story.
Fabrication.
That's
fabrication.
Right.
Talking you about hocus pocus and fairy tales. And then you romancing that nonsense. No, our story is this. They killed the king. And after they killed the king, cut off the head of the king, the whole thing fell apart. So you have to see the king in yourself. Christ is the name for king, by the way. Christ is just the name for king. It's not a person's name. So you have to see the Christly character in yourself. In yourself. And stand up and be counted. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about
all right. Thank you once again, Brother Paul. Appreciate you, man. Yeah. We only have a few more minutes left. Number of you in the queue, you know what to do. Hit star twice so we can continue on with this conversation. It's been a good day in spite of the fact that this program may not be recorded. I hate that because I've had some good program. This is a good program today. I don't know about you, family, but it turned out well. You know, you got something else to say, Paul?
No, that's me, Brother Oshie.
Oh, Irv. Okay, go ahead.
That Brother Paul was on fire, brother. Let me. If you're not recording this, my God.
I know, man.
That was amazing.
And so are you. So are you,
know,
man.
Thank you, my brother. You make me humble, but brother, wow. And what it does is it gives me, it provokes thought. And that's
yes.
all I need, Paul. And all we want to do is provoke thought. I want you to make this work for you. You can't be me. I can't be you, but we can do something together.
Right.
And I think that's what Paul does. Mm-hmm. He brings us together mm-hmm. with his talk, when he speaks. I don't want to follow Paul. I just want to go in the direction that he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I want to go that way too.
Yeah.
But like anything else, it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense to me. And the more you listen, the more it makes sense. Mm-hmm. To me. So there we are. Thank you, Paul. I had to say that publicly. He's amazing, man. Amazing cat.
Yeah, and we've heard that from other of our listeners about Brother Paul. And appreciate it.
Yeah, but no.
You know, appreciate all those who contribute to the forward flow of information and direction that this program is intended to provide, you know. I do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You know, and if I can't, there's reasons. And, of course, sometimes I ask you, and you willfully do it. And I appreciate you so much, man.
I love it.
You know, for doing so. And all the other people who call in and who just listen. You know, when Brother Quake, who showed me that, you know, man, he said, you know, because a lot of times I only see the people who are in front of me on the computer, you know, and it'd be like, you know, 8-10 people sometimes, and sometimes less, like right now there's only 5, you know, but still, you know, there are many, many more who are listening, listening, you know, who also access the archives, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying, you know, these programs that we've done, and today's another good example of a good program with good information, you know, because the whole purpose of this program is to put something on our minds, to get us to understand that, you know, the directions that we need to go as a African conscious people. You know, together.
No.
You know? So.
That's right, because this show is about unchaining the mind.
Exactly.
Taking the chains off the mind.
Exactly.
Taking the filters off the mind. Paul did that a few minutes ago when he talked about vaccines. I never thought about a vaccine the way he thinks about vaccines, but it gave me another way to think.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they trying to help people. And you just said, no, this is about population control, brother.
Right.
Did you?
Because, I mean, like I said, you know, that was my thinking from way back in the day about vaccines, you know, You know, because I ain't lying, man. That damn commercial about polio scared the shit out of me as a kid. Getting polio. Because, you know. And
remember that.
Yes. Always. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it came out in a silhouette. It was dark. The marionette, the puppet master. You couldn't see him, but you seen the marionette. He coming along. Next thing you know, some scissors come out of the dark and snip off his arm, snip off his leg.
Baba Hoshi, why is it that everything bad has to be dark?
Yeah, that's because the people.
Everything bad got
to
be dark.
Because that's because the people who wanted to make sure that dark was bad and evil, black is bad and evil, you know, and white is good. That's just like when people talk about, and that's why I'm going to do it, Irv. I'm gonna do it. A program on words, because I got to do it, man.
Yes.
I did it some years ago, but I got to update it, do it again. It's just like, you know, when they talk about blackmail, you know, or when they talk about,
right.
You know, why are you talking about black? When white folks are doing, no, it's white, you know.
White lie. It's a white lie.
White lie,
it's
yeah.
White lie. Yeah.
You know. So
white collar crime.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's not bad crime. Black problem, yeah, that's, but white collar crime, you know. So I'm saying is that they have, you know, because they're in control of language, the language is theirs, you know, and they manipulate it for their benefit. So, but we're gonna talk about that and many other things in days and weeks and months to come, dear brother. And I appreciate you going along on this road and this journey of liberating the minds of African people. That's what
we're gonna ride this to the wheels tomorrow.
Right on, brother. Let's do it. All right. All right, dear brother. I appreciate you. Peace to you.
Peace.
We end this program, like we end all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure as hell don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahorie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. I hope that you'll be back with us on Wednesday. Join us soon. Peace, family.
Say this last thing and then I'll get off.